Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ramamrei Ram Goldar and today Masechus Chulin Daf Kuf Yudof, the 8th Perek Koh Basar. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. Tanaim disagree about the halacha of cooking a liver. Rabbi Eliezer says that oseres ve'enu ne'eseres, it prohibits other foods cooked with it, but doesn't itself become prohibited. Mipnei shepoletes ve'enu balas, because it continuously discharges blood and doesn't absorb any while being cooked. The liver's blood only becomes forbidden after leaving the liver. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochim ben Broka says that mutubelis, a seasoned liver, and shluka, a stewed liver, do become forbidden because seasoning or extended cooking can cause the liver to reabsorb its forbidden blood. The Gemara relates that Rav Huna chalti lebechala sealed the blood inside the liver by placing it in vinegar, and Rav Nachman chalti lebaroschin sealed it by scalding it in boiling water to prevent blood from being emitted when it was later cooked with other food. Rava told Rav Papa that the vinegar itself must also be permitted. Otherwise, if some blood seeps into it, the liver would be prohibited as well because heket the palate had the ballot, just as it emits blood into the vinegar, so it later absorbs it again once the liver is no longer discharging blood. Point number two, the Gemara states, kapti lavi bisra, if a liver was roasted on a spit above meat, the meat remains permitted because dama mishrak sharik, the blood slides off and is not absorbed by the meat. If one roasted kachala lavi bisra, an udder above meat, the meat is prohibited because the milk clings to the meat and is absorbed by it. Rav Dimi of Nardah taught these cases the opposite way. Kachal roasted above meat doesn't prohibit it because milk of a shechted animal is only prohibited mid the Rabban. Roasting a liver above meat does prohibit it because blood which leaves the liver is prohibited mid the Raisa. Maremar announced the halacha. If either a liver or udder is roasted under meat, the meat remains permitted since the blood or milk drips downwards. If either is roasted above the meat is permitted b'diyevet, but this shouldn't be done l'chadchila. And point number three, the Gemara discusses dagim sha'ol bakara, fish which are placed hot on a meat plate. Rav prohibits eating the fish together with kutach, a dairy dip, because the fish absorb meat flavor from the plate. Shmuel permits eating with kutach because nosen tam bar nosen tam, it's only an imparted taste of an imparted taste. The fish only absorbed flavor from the plate, which itself had only absorbed flavor from meat. Meat flavor so far removed from its original source is not the equivalent of meat. Had the fish been cooked together with meat, it would be prohibited to eat with kutach. Or if a hot milk would have been placed into a meat dish, it would be prohibited. Rabbi Eliezer was once standing before Shmuel when Shmuel was served fish, which had been placed hot on a meat plate. Shmuel ate it with kutach and offered it to Rabbi Eliezer, who didn't eat it. Shmuel said, "I gave such a dish to your teacher," meaning Rav, "and he ate it. Yet you don't eat it?" Rabbi Eliezer later asked Rav if he had retracted his stringent view. Rav replied, "Far be it from the child of Arba Bar Abba," meaning Shmuel, "to serve me something which I do not hold is permitted." The halacha follows Shmuel. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Tanaim disagree about the halacha of cooking a liver. Rabbi Eliezer says, oseres ve'enu ne'eseres, it prohibits other foods cooked with it, but doesn't itself become prohibited. Mipnei shepoletes ve'enu balas, because it continuously discharges blood and doesn't absorb any while being cooked. The liver's blood only becomes forbidden after leaving the liver. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochim ben Broka says that mutubelis, a seasoned liver, and shluka, a stewed liver, do become forbidden because seasoning or extended cooking can cause the liver to reabsorb its forbidden blood. The Gemara relates that Rav Huna chalti lebechala sealed the blood inside the liver by placing it in vinegar, and Rav Nachman chalti lebaroschin sealed it by scalding it in boiling water to prevent blood from being emitted when it was later cooked with other food. Rav told Rav Papa that the vinegar itself must also be permitted. Otherwise, if some blood seeps into it, the liver would be prohibited as well because heket the palate had the ballot, just as it emits blood into the vinegar, so it later absorbs it again once the liver is no longer discharging blood. Point number two, the Gemara states, kapti lavi bisra, if a liver was roasted on a spit above meat, the meat remains permitted because dama mishrak sharik, the blood slides off and is not absorbed by the meat. If one roasted kachala lavi bisra, an udder above meat, the meat is prohibited because chalav saruch misrach, the milk clings to the meat and is absorbed by it. Rav Dimi of Nardah taught these cases the opposite way. Kachal roasted above meat doesn't prohibit it because milk of a shechted animal is only prohibited mid the Rabban. Roasting a liver above meat does prohibit it because blood which leaves the liver is prohibited mid the Raisa. Maremar announced the halacha. If either a liver or udder is roasted under meat, the meat remains permitted since the blood or milk drips downwards. If either is roasted above the meat is permitted b'diyevet, but this shouldn't be done l'chadchila. And point number three, the Gemara discusses dagim sha'ol bakara, fish which are placed hot on a meat plate. Rav prohibits eating the fish together with kutach, a dairy dip, because the fish absorb meat flavor from the plate. Shmuel permits eating with kutach because nosen tam bar nosen tam, it's only an imparted taste of an imparted taste. The fish only absorbed flavor from the plate, which itself had only absorbed flavor from meat. Meat flavor so far removed from its original source is not the equivalent of meat. Had the fish been cooked together with meat, it would be prohibited to eat with kutach. Or if a hot milk would have been placed into a meat dish, it would be prohibited. Rabbi Elazar was once standing before Shmuel when Shmuel was served fish, which had been placed hot on a meat plate. Shmuel ate it with kutach and offered it to Rabbi Elazar, who didn't eat it. Shmuel said, "I gave such a dish to your teacher," meaning Rav, "and he ate it. Yet you don't eat it?" Rabbi Elazar later asked Rav if he had retracted his stringent view. Rav replied, "Far be it from the child of Arba Bar Abba," meaning Shmuel, "to serve me something which I do not hold is permitted. The halacha follows Shmuel." All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and our standard Siman is a kayaker. A kayaker, so here goes. The exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar, so they shouldn't emit blood, when being cooked, was dismayed when he finally stopped to rest and found that instead of cooking liver on top of meat, which is permitted, they cook kachal on top of meat, which makes the meat forbidden, and settled instead on the hot fish served on a meat plate that they enjoyed with a dairy dip, which is fine because of not bar not. Once again, slow motion. The exhausted kayaker, that must be a duff, kuf yud aleph. The exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar, so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked, which reminds us the Gemara discusses cooking liver. The Gemara relates that Rav Huna sealed the blood inside the liver by placing it in vinegar, and Rav Nachman sealed it by scalding it in boiling water to prevent blood from being emitted when it was later cooked with other food. So the exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar, so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked, was dismayed when he finally stopped to eat and found that instead of cooking a liver on top of meat, which is permitted, they cook kachal on top of meat, which makes the meat forbidden, which reminds us, the Gemara states, if a liver is roasted on a spit above meat, the meat remains permitted because the blood slides off and isn't absorbed by the meat. If one roasted kachal, an udder above meat, the meat is prohibited because the milk clings to the meat and is absorbed by it. So the exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked was dismayed when they finally stopped to rest and found that instead of cooking liver on top of meat, which is permitted, they cook kachal on top of meat, which makes the meat forbidden, and settled instead on the hot fish served on the meat plate that they enjoyed with a dairy dip, which is fine because of not bar not, which reminds us the Gemara discusses fish which were placed hot on a meat plate. Rav prohibits eating the fish together with kutach, a dairy dip, because the fish absorbed meat flavor from the plate. Shmuel permits eating it with kutach because of not bar not, nosen tam bar nosen tam. It's only an imparted taste of an imparted taste. The fish only absorbed flavor from the plate, which itself had only absorbed flavor from meat. Meat flavor so far removed from its original source is not the equivalent of meat. So once again, the exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked was dismayed when he finally stopped to rest and found that instead of cooking liver on top of meat, which is permitted, they cook kachal on top of meat, which makes the meat forbidden, and settled instead on hot fish served on a meat plate that they enjoyed with a dairy dip, which is fine because of not bar not. All right, so now it's time for our four blah chazara. Daf kuf zayin. So the sermon daf kuf zayin is couscous. So here goes. When one man took the Revia-sized couscous measuring cup, couscous, that must be a duff, kuf zayin. When one man took the Revia-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for Netilas Yadayim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the requirements for Netilas Yadayim, such as Koach Gavra and a Kli of a Revias. So when one man took the Revia-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for Netilas Yadayim, his friend the Mefunuk said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Netilas Yadayim when eating without touching food, such as using a mapo or one person feeding another. So when one man took the Revia-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for Netilas Yadayim, his friend the Mefunuk said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma, before sitting down to eat his couscous with meat at a table with a stranger eating couscous with milk, which reminds us, Rishon Gamliel says that two guests at an inn may eat at one table, this one meat and this one cheese, and we're not concerned that one will eat from the other's food. However, Shmuel said, by kirin zeh, if they know each other, they may not eat at one table, one meat and one dairy, because one might eat the other's food. Kuf ches, so the siman daf kuf ches is related to kach, taking, and we use a pickpocket for the siman. So here goes. When the Bas Bachal of Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed, that must be on daf kuf ches, kach, take. When the Bas HaMichal Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Tam HaVolom HaRasha Medaraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses deriving Tam HaVolom HaRasha Medaraisa, a prohibited food's flavor, without its substance, is biblically prohibited from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together. So, when the Bas HaMichal Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Tam HaVolom HaRasha Medaraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped a piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot aser because Efsher L'Sochoto aser, which reminds us, Rav holds that a piece of meat that a drop of milk fell onto when it was in a pot, the piece itself is like a nevela and prohibits the other meat with its own flavor, and holds Efsher L'Sochoto aser, even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from the piece, it remains prohibited. This opinion is shared by Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, but Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, and Reish Lakish hold Efsher L'Sochoto mutter. So when the Bas HaMichal Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Tam HaVolom HaRasha Medaraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot aser because Efsher L'Sochoto aser, and chased a pickpocket around the room, knocking half a kazayis of meat into a pot with half a kazayis of milk, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the din if one combines a chatzi zayis of basar with a chatzi zayis of milk. Daf Kuf Tes. So the seven Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. When the Tzalah member received the kit, Hatzalah member kit? That must run Daf Kuf Tes. When the Tzalah member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a kachal regarding the udder, kor umotzi es chalava, one tears it open and removes its milk before preparing it. If it was prepared without being torn, one doesn't violate the prohibition of cooking or eating Bas HaMichal because a shechted animal's milk is not biblically considered milk. So when the Tzalah member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, and a sharp knife and instructions how to cut it open and remove the milk when there was ample time, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how one tears open the kachal. So when the Tzalah member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, and a sharp knife and instructions how to cut it open and remove the milk when there was ample time, his wife said she'd always wanted to taste Bas HaMichalav, and he should roast some kachal for her. Which reminds us, Yalta said to her husband Rav Nachman, now whatever Hashem forbade us, he permitted us something like it. For example, he forbade consuming blood, but permitted liver which is made of blood and tastes like blood. Yalta concluded, I want to eat something which tastes like meat cooked with milk. Rav Nachman told the chefs to roast kachal on a spit without tearing it open. Although our mission requires tearing them l'chachila, Rav Nachman holds the mission refers to cooking kachal, but roasting is permitted without tearing. Daf Kuf Yud. So the simon Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. When the new rabbi came to town and was presented with a gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud, gold key ceremony. When the rabbi came to town and was presented with a gold key to the city, he decreed that they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk. Which reminds us regarding Rav, Bika Matz Vagadir Bagadir. Rav found an open field and built a fence around it, meaning he discovered a city whose residents were completely unaware of the laws of Bas HaMichal, so he prohibited even permitted cases of Bas HaMichal as a protective measure. For Rav once visited a Tatuafush and overheard a woman asking her friend how much milk is needed to cook a litra of meat. Realizing they had never learned that Bas HaMichal was prohibited, Rav remained there and prohibited even kachal for them. So when the new rabbi came to town and was presented with the gold key to the city, he decreed that they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, and told them to keep this practice even when going to another city, which reminds us we learned that one who goes to another place must follow the chumras of both places, the place where he came from and the place where he has arrived. So when the new rabbi came to town and was presented with the gold key to the city, he decreed they may not eat kachal because he found them to be ignorant in the laws of meat and milk, and told them to keep this practice even when going to another city. While the new Beis Din that he established released the man about to be whipped for not honoring his parents, which reminds us, Beis Din does not force people to keep any mitzvahs aseh, since the Sechar is written nearby. Since the Torah states that one who honors his parents merits long life, this implies that the punishment for failing to do so is the loss of long life, but no other punishment. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you discuss the requirements of netilas yadayim, such as koach gavran, using a kli of a ravias? That's on daf kuvzayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss cooking liver in that Rav Huna sealed the blood inside the liver by placing it in vinegar? That's on daf kuf yadav. Good. Number three. Which Daphne when the Rav discovered a city whose residents were completely unaware of the laws of Basa B'chov, so he prohibited even permitted cases of Basa B'chov, such as Kachal, that's on Daf. Kuf Yud.
Good. Number four.
Which Daphne we learn that according to Rav, Efshel Asokha to Aser, even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from a piece, it remains prohibited, that's on Daf. Kuf Ches.
Good. Number five.
Which daf do we discuss the difference between roasting a liver or an udder above meat? That's on daf. Kuf Yud Aleph.
Good. Number six.
Which daf do we learn about the reason for Netilas Yadayim for Chulin? That's on daf. Kuf Vav.
Good. Number seven.
Which daf do we learn that one who goes to another place must follow the chumras of both places where he came from and where he has arrived? That's on daf. Kuf Yud.
Good. Number eight.
Which daf do we discuss what the din is if one combines a chatzis ice of basar with a chatzis ice of milk? That's on daf. Kuf Ches.
Good. Number nine.
Which daf do we in the basin does not force people to keep any mitzvahs aseh whose char is written nearby, such as kibud aveim? That's on daf. Kuf Yud.
Good. Number 10.
Which daf do we discuss the case of fish placed hot on a meat plate and the concept of not bar not? That's on daf. Kuf Yud Aleph.
Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.